and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, it's about time too. As on this week's show, we feature artists that we haven't heard from in a while. Well, we start off with a lively toe-tapping number played by Arnold Loxham at the Avro Studio Organ in Hilversum, Holland, the magnificent 4-manual 19-rank Standart Compton, with that lively Ray Noble number Cherokee. Arnold Loxham there sounding like he's having a whale of a time at the 4-manual 19-rank Standart Compton in the Avro Studio Theatre in Hilversum. I have to say, those broadcasts of Arnold that he did in Holland have got some of the best playing I've ever heard of Arnold, and he must have been on some of the Dutch tipple. And in further news, it's come to my attention that the Avro Studio organ is going back in to the studio, and the NOF are doing work on that as we speak, so it's a case of watch this space. Well, from Arnold Loxham we go over to Ashley Miller, who I've always regarded as one of those brilliant organists who were recording artists. I have to say I've heard many live concerts and recordings of Ashley, and I have to say I do prefer the specifically recorded stuff, because from what I could tell from the live concerts, he would spend ages and ages setting up specific stops, and the audience, quite frankly, probably were bored to death. However, on CD, he was absolutely fabulous to listen to. And one of my favourite recordings of him isn't the famous ones made at Radio City Music Hall. There's a CD he released in 1987 at a private studio in Hollywood at a 4-manual 22-rank Wurlitzer, and it's all filled with late evenings, Easy on the Ears stuff. And this is a track from that CD, and it's called Darn That Dream. The scintillating tones there of Ashley Miller with Darn That Dream. Well, from laid-back, late-night listening, it's time to go over to the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, where we're going to wake you up for a bit. I quite often feature the principal resident organist of the Tower, Phil Kelsall, on these shows. However, I seem to forget about the other members of the team. John Bowdler has recorded several CDs at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, and this is a track from one of my favourites. The CD is called Music, 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 and this is a rag, not the usual Tiger or 12th Street rag, but it's the Blue Goose rag. Thank you. John Bowdler there with the Blue Goose Rag. I absolutely love John's rhythmical style of playing. He seems to be able to pump out the rhythm like no other organist I've ever heard. Well, staying in the Tower Bar in Blackpool, we go back to 1977. And of course, the resident organist at that time was Ernest Broadbent. As many of you will know, I absolutely love the way that Ernest approached the Tower Bar in Blackpool Wurlitzer. It was completely different to Reg, and it's completely different to everybody else that I've heard on the Wurlitzer. Now, Ernest's record producer, Bob Barrett, was also a fabulous composer of light music, and Phil often plays Bob's work, and occasionally, I believe, so did Reg. However, this is a beautiful number played in sort of free and easy Latin style called Shadows on the Seine. Ernest Broadbent there in a nice, relaxed, gentle rumba way with Shadows on the Seine. I have to say, Ernest didn't make that many records at the Tower, but the ones that he did make, I absolutely think are first class. Well, the Tower Bar in Blackpool is really unique in the fact that it's in its original location and hasn't really been altered much since 1935. Well, since 1937, the Odeon Leicester Square has had the mighty Duchess rise up out of its floor with its five-manual console and ridiculously humongous illuminated surround. It's got 17 ranks of pipes, and although they've been changed a number of times over the years, it's still the basic Leicester Square sound. The current house organist of the Odeon Leicester Square is Donald McKenzie, and it's been a fair while since we've heard from Donald. So what with the news of Ken Dodd in hospital, I thought I'd play Donald's Ken Dodd Memories selection. There's three tunes in the selection, and I'm sure you'll know them all. Donald McKenzie there at the Duchess with some memories of Ken Dodd, and the songs he played were Happiness, Love is Like a Violin, Tears, and a reprise of Happiness. Well, from Leicester Square, London, we take you over to Wilmington in Delaware, and of course, where else than the John Dickinson High School Kimball. This is one hell of an instrument, and if I ever got the chance, I would race over there just to hear some of the finest American and British talents play it live in concert, because on recordings it sounds absolutely stunning. As far as I can tell, all the big names have recorded this magnificent Kimball, and one of them was Jelani Eddington. Here then is Jelani with a number made famous by Dave Burbeck. It's a sort of bossa nova, easy on the ear number, and from what I've been told, it's an absolute nightmare to play. So here we go with Take 5. Jelani Eddington there, no doubt doing one take of Take 5. Well, it's not very often we feature a lady on the show, because there's not that many lady organists out there. However, one of the more recent ones, who sadly doesn't play on the concert scene anymore, is Catherine Drummond, who I think is a spectacular musician. She's not only good on Wurlitzer, but she's very good at saxophone, so I'm told. However, here she is at the Neue Pendra in Tallinn, the ex-Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer, plus the added oboe with that beautiful ballad, The Nearness of You. Catherine Drummond there with The Nearness of You, showing what you can get out of just 9 ranks of Wurlitzer. Well, we are approaching the end of this week's show and there's time for one more track. And I thought that we'd head over to Canada, Toronto to be precise. Now, with the recent sad news of Don Thompson's passing, in a way this kind of inspired me to put this track on the show. Because alongside Don, there were many people who played in Canada at pizza parlours, and one of which is our very own David Lobban. He made one LP recording at the Organ Grinder in Toronto with its free manual Wurlitzer. And here's David to end this week's show with a lively and very unique rendition of Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart. Thank you. wonderful and wacky sounds there of David Lobban at the Organ Grinder in Toronto. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show. Join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another variety of Vita organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.